Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and you can find him at drjohnb.com at Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. John B., how are you?
Well, I'm never better. Good football weekend, beautiful, beautiful weather, and just a good time to be in the state of Michigan, unless you're a University of Michigan football fan.
Today is the first day of school for many schools, for many students in the mid-Michigan area. How can parents best prepare themselves and their children for the new school year? And I think the one question, too, before we get to the children, do the parents really need to prepare themselves?
Absolutely, Tony. I mean, before the kids go back, you know, there's been a couple months here, 2-3 months, that there have been different routines, different things, different behaviors, call it what you will, and all of a sudden everybody changes. And it starts with the parents. The parents need to be organized. They need to plan ahead. Now, for those parents that didn't do this last night in the last few days, there really is an important there really has to be routine for themselves and for the children, like even getting the clothes out the night before, preparing when the person's going to be getting up, when there's going to be eating, when there's going to be dressing, when there's going to be leaving the door. Now, these sound like simple things, but as you know, having two children yourself, these can be gargantuan tasks in the home. So to develop the routine, parents have to be ready. They have to be prepared. They don't want to turn into yelling machines. They don't want to turn into asking people 8 times, and on the 9th time the person does it. Getting into a routine. Life runs right and more effective when it's a routine and everybody is a team player, getting ready to go to school and get going.
I know all about that preparation, getting everything out the night before.
Yes.
But also you have to know your kids well enough. For example, my kids' bedtime are 8:30 and 8:45, but I have to get them in bed 15 minutes prior to that because that's how long it takes them with their milling around. So we got to know our kids.
You have to know your kids. And it's part of knowing the kids, of course, knowing yourself, but getting a routine, getting a plan that people get along with. And you're going to find that people that are effective in life, people that get through life in an orderly way, they have routines, they have plans. Certain things happen at certain times. And part of being an effective parent is not only modeling that type of behavior, but developing it in our children. It's much easier said than done. Tony, there are millions of homes in this country right now. Right now, probably, as we are talking, that are in a form of chaos. You know, kids, where are my clothes? Where do I eat? What am I going to do? And that's just the way it works. But those homes that work better and best, if you will, are those where there is a structure, plan. In fact, I was even reading about someone who had broken all the activities that a child goes through, like 200 things that happen, from getting up, moving a leg, moving 5-10 steps, to the kitchen or whatever it might be, getting that type of organization. Now, most of us aren't engineers, planners like that. On the other hand, there are certain things that happen in the morning, and we want to be, as a parent, prepared. We want to have the kids prepared. We want to make sure that the bus driver that comes by or that if you're taking the kids to school, that they are ready when they get into the classroom to do the best that they can do.
All right, we're also talking about the transition for kids, especially our oldest. I'm sure folks have other kids leaving elementary school, going to middle school or middle school to high school or high school to college. There's some preparation that needs to be done for that.
Well, there sure is, and each grade level, if you will, requires a different type of orientation and planning. And then you also run into the case where kids don't want to go back or they don't have a lot of friends or they don't feel they have a lot of friends or they don't feel they're that smart or whatever it might be. So part of being a parent is being a psychologist also as we prepare the little angels to be off to school, whatever age level it might be. Each one is a little different, and like we've always said, there aren't rule books on how to raise kids. We just have to know the kids, work with them, always be available, try to be, you know, developing their self-esteem, try to be respectful, sensitive, teach them honesty in ourselves, and really just really preparing our children to be successful in school. And when we do that, we really prepare them to also be successful in life.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and you can find him at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.